to go with him somewhere and you're not sure you want to, you might say, I don't know.
I don't know if I want to go there or not.
Say if you wanted someone to go with you somewhere, you might say, well, I won't go what he goes.
I won't go unless you go with me.
Okay. And you might say, well, I had a choice of doing two things. I was going to do this, but I decided to do that
instead.
One of the largest churches, largest Protestant churches in the South is the...
I say the Baptist.
Okay. And if two people become members, you say they...
Members of the church.
Yeah, they become members, you say they...
They become members of the church.
Or another word for that. When they became members, you say they... What the church? They...
Join.
Okay. And you go to church to pray to...
God.
And you say the preacher preaches a...
sermon.
And you say the choir and the organist provide the...
music.
And say if you really like the music, you say that music was just...
great.
Okay.
Wonderful.
Any?
Outstanding.
Okay. And the enemy of God is called the?
Devil.
Any other names for him?
Satan.
What would you tell if children was going to come get him if they didn't behave?
Devil.
You always say,
I wouldn't say Satan come. Yes, I say devil going to come.
Is Satan a worse, a more serious word or something?
I don't. I associate it on the same level.
What about something like booger man or bad man?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, booger man. That was common a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
Because the boogerman was going to get me.
Mm-hmm.
But the devil was going to get my boys.
What do people think they see at night around a graveyard?
Ghost.
Any other name for...
spooks.
Okay.
Hanks. Wait a minute, you ever heard that?
Hanks?
Yeah.
I've heard of it. I've never...
Well, now, that was pretty common when they made it.
Yeah, Hank, you know, usually it's honk now.
Uh-huh.
Like they're going to honk you. Used to be
Hanks. Yeah, but wait a minute. They said, you better not go by that cemetery. There's Hanks down there.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
What about a house that was people were scared to go in?
Hainted house. It was a haunted house, you know. But we call it Hainted House.
Did you have any of those around here?
Yeah.
Did you ever believe in any of them?
No. Well, they had me pretty well
brainwashed
for a while. I did think about it. Now, my boys, they get a thrill, and I know they do because I did, to take them to some old house. You know, as you walk around slowly and look what's in that room, you know, and so on. And they get a thrill out of it. And every time I find one, I go with them because I know that they call it the spook house. There's something that's thrilling about it. But I never did see one, a spook or hang or anything else. I guess it's just like a Santa Claus. You grow out of stuff like that.
You might tell someone, you better put a sweater on. It's getting...
cold or cool?
Or it's not really cold, but it's just getting...
chilly.
You might say, well, I'll go with you if you really want me to, but I'd...
rather not go.
And what do you say to a friend that you hadn't seen for a long time? How would you express your feelings about seeing him? You say, I'm
glad to see you.
Okay.
Long time no see.
Okay. Say, if someone says something kind of shocking and you sort of resented them saying it, you might say, why the very... what of you saying that? Why the very...
I don't follow you, Bobby.
Someone says something that you sort of resented them saying, you know. You
I didn't, just tell them I didn't like it.
Or you didn't think they had a right to say that, you might say, why the very... what of you saying that? The very...
reason for you saying that.
Or, I was wondering if you say something like the very idea or the very... idea of you saying that, or
really what you? I mean, I want to do that. I said, really what you talking about?
Did you ever hear people say that? Say the very idea of that, or
yeah.
Like that?
Well, I know I know what you're talking about, and maybe I have heard it a little bit. But what I've heard is that they just say, now what are you talking about? That idea, it might have been used, but it's not commonly used around here. People here, if you say something and they want to know what you're digging at.
Mm-hmm.
They'll just ask you, now, what you talking about?
When a friend of yours says good morning, what
I want you to explain it.
Uh-huh.
In fact, I just heard a conversation. A lady says, you explain what you mean about panky panky, see?
Uh-huh.
This girl said, your child's been panky panky. This lady says, I want you to explain what is panky panky.
What is it?
Well,